Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Well, I've got a charge of $59, and I don't know what it was for.
Okay, I can check with you today, sir. What's your zip code, please?
Well, my name is Ron Parietti, P-A-R-I-E-T-T-I, and the charge was on March 15th. That's the only information I have.
What's your zip code, please, sir? Hello, sir. What's your zip code, please?
What is my what?
Your zip code.
80127. I have a problem hearing, so go speak louder. Thank you.
Okay, sir. What's your first and your last name, please?
Ronald Parietti. P-A-R-I-E-T-T-I.
Can you verify your mailing address, please?
7786 South Crestone Peak, Littleton, Colorado, 80127.
Thank you so much for verifying the information, sir. Okay. Do you remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner to win?
No, I got a $59 charge. I want to know what it was for.
Yes, sir. Do you remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
I don't understand that. Hold on. Could you just speak to my wife, Yvonne? She's right here. Hold on, please. You have my authorization to talk to her. She said something about a $1 or $2.
What was it charged for?
Yes, ma'am. I was asking Mr. Ronald, do he remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
For a cleaner?
A Dyson vacuum cleaner.
A Dyson vacuum cleaner. No? Did you pay $1 or $2 for a Dyson vacuum cleaner? No.
Okay. With that being said, I see the charge was declined by the bank, so he wasn't never charged with the company.
Well, it's going through our. It's going through his credit card right now.
We don't have a vacuum. We never received a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, ma'am. The charge was declined, ma'am.
The charge was declined, but he just got through talking to his credit card company, and it's going through.
I see the charge for March 16th, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
Was the charge for March 16th?
Yes, March the 15th.
Okay, ma'am. It was declined by the bank, ma'am, so he was never charged with the company.
It was declined by the bank, and it was never charged by the company. Why is it going through his credit card right now, then?
You had to consult this credit card company, ma'am, but it was declined on our end by the bank, ma'am.
She said it was declined by the bank. Why would it have been declined by the bank? Do you know that?
Because
if it would have been legit, why would it have been declined?
It could possibly be a fraudulent charge, ma'am.
Fraudulent charge. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, because it's coming through as $59. So he's going to have to call them and tell them it's a fraudulent charge.
No, ma'am, the reason the bank could have declined the charge, ma'am, because they thought it was a fraudulent charge, ma'am. But he was never charged with the company, ma'am, $59.89.
Well, I hear you say that, but he's being charged through his credit card right now. If they thought it was a fraudulent charge, they wouldn't have been paying it.
Yes, ma'am. You had to consult the bank, ma'am, about that charge, ma'am, but it declined, ma'am.
She said it was declined, but why was it even declined when he never even asked for that?
Well, he could have possibly done a survey online, ma'am, to pick a free item and just pay shipping and handling for that product.
Oh, okay. That's how they get you, huh? Okay, we'll call the bank and tell them it's a fraudulent charge.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you so much. And what is your name, honey?
Kyra, K-Y-R-A.
K-Y-R-A. Okay, Kyra, thank you.
Thank you, Conquest Boy. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.